will discuss the issue of whether one should say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni or not. The Minig Ashkenaz is to say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni, and the Minig Svard is not. Let's try to understand the Minig Ashkenaz. Why would you say Tachanun? And the Svardim, why wouldn't you? So there's a interesting Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, and apparently he wrote it at different times. He says, I'm sitting here between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and I'm thinking, you know what? What would be the halacha if in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt? Would one be obligated to bring a Pesach Sheni? So in one place he quotes a Machlokes in the Rishami. We'll come back to the Bavli quotes. But the Rishami quotes a Machlokes in the Yerushalmi whether one would be obligated in Pesach Rishon, whether one would be obligated in Pesach Sheni or not. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? What's the issue on whether one would be obligated to bring a Pesach Sheni if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt? So perhaps it's dependent on a machlokes, on an issue we discussed in the past regarding Sfiras HaOmer. There's a major machlokes Rishonim regarding Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh, whether Sfiras HaOmer is Doraisa or Dorabanan. Rambam holds it's Doraisa, other Rishonim Dorabanan. So many learn the Nakuda that the question is whether Sfiras HaOmer and Karban HaOmer are one mitzvah, are connected or independent. If Sfiras HaOmer is linked to the Karban HaOmer, so today we no longer have a Karban HaOmer, so Sfira will only be Drabanan. If you assume Sfira and the Karban HaOmer are two independent mitzvahs, so there'd be no reason to say Sfira is not Doraisa today. So that's what it seems to be telling on whether if you hold that Sfira is independent mitzvah, so Sfira should be even Doraisa today. If you hold it's connected to the carbon, it should be Drabanan. But Rav Chaim points out in the Rambam, you can't give this pshat because the Rambam, you could always bring a geographical proof from the Rambam. Where the Rambam puts something in it will depend on what is the nature of the mitzvah. So the Rambam, who clearly writes Sfiras HaOmer is biblical even today, he puts the laws of Sfiras HaOmer in Hilchas Tamidin Umusafim, the Hilchas Karbanah. So clearly, the Rambam's opinion is there's a link between Sfira and Karban, yet the Rambam still holds it's biblical. So how could that be? It seems to be a Gemara in Menachos that seems to say that Bizman HaZeh, it's a Zechil HaMikdash. The Pashas HaGemara is, everyone agrees, it's a Zechil HaMikdash. The issue is, how much of a Zechil do you need? Whether you count days and weeks the same way you counted Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim, or no, it's enough to count Yamim. But the way Rashi learns, and many Rishonim, that everyone holds its Drabanan. All right, so what does the Rambam do with that Gemara? So if you're a real brisker, it's a difficult Gemara. But what's pshat in the Rambam? So Rav Chaim points out, this is really a machlokes hasugyas. That there's a machlokes we have in the Gemara, Rishonim. There's a machlokes, a similar machlokes regarding Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Whether Kedusha L'Shaisa or Kedusha L'Yasalava, was it temporary or is it permanent? Regarding the time of Yoshua during the original conquest and later on Bizman Esau. That's a different Machlokes. Machlokes Rambam Ravid. But over here by Kedusha Samikdash, it's also Machlokes Rambam Ravid. What the Machlokes is up for discussion. But so the Rambam Shita is that Kedushas HaMikdash, even Bizman HaZeh, still applies. And that's why the Isser of Shchut Eichut, usually The only time there's an issur to bring karbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash is when you can bring in the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, you can't bring a karban, so there's no issur bamas. So the Rambam Pshita is that Bizman Azeh, the Kedushas HaMikdash is intact because HaShechina ain't a betela. The Shechina can't be nullified. You can knock down the walls, but you can't take away the divine presence. The Ravid holds that since Ezra knew Beruach HaKodesh, that it was only going to be a temporary Beit HaMikdash, so therefore, because the Ravid writes V'nigla Li, it seems at first the Ravid saying, and how do I know it? Because God told me. The Ravid was a big makubal, and he says V'nigla Li, that when Ezra built it, it was only temporary because he knew it was going to be destroyed. Others, Rav Kook, and others say, no, it's V'nigla Lo. Not it appeared to him, it appeared to Ezra, and perhaps as well to Shlomo, that when they built the Beis HaMikdash, they knew it would only be temporary, so therefore the Kedusha was only. So that's the whole discussion, how could you have something which is Kedusha Dizbichal for a temporary time period or not. But either way, the point is the Rambam disagrees and says Kedusha HaMikdash applies today. So, really, according to the Rambam, so the Rav Chaim says like this. So, let's say Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. They brought the carbon Omer in the morning, and they counted Svira at night. So he's saying, let's say Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim, they, for whatever reason, they forgot to bring the carbon Omer. They couldn't bring the carbon Omer. Does that mean that Svira wasn't a Raisa? No. As long as you count Svira on the condition you're planning on bringing the carbon Omer tomorrow, potentially whether you actually bring it or not is not relevant because you're not even bringing it to the next day. So when you're counting now, it's still Daraisa. So that's what Rav Chaim says. The Ramah holds Kedushas HaMikdash is Daraisa. So therefore, when I count Svira, I have in mind to bring the carbon Omer tomorrow. I, technicalities, Kohanim Atame, Big Day Kahuna, we don't know the Makam Mizbeach, whatever the issues are in bringing carbonos today, that prevents us, but fundamentally, so that's the Rambam Shita is, you could hold Tzvirat Omer is connected to the Karban Omer and still be Daraisa. So perhaps this issue of Rav Chaim, maybe that's the Machlokes here regarding Pesach Sheni. That if you hold there's no Kedushas HaMikdash, so then obviously there was no Chiyav to bring a Pesach Rishon. So if there was no Chiyav, there shouldn't be any Tashlumin. However, if you hold that there is Kedushas HaMikdash, so I was Chayev and I was just an honest. So if it's Chayev and just an honest, and then come Pesach Sheni, I'm Chayev, because that's the Gemara, as Rav Elchanan points out, that someone who's honest spent Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni, according to everybody, whichever Shita, even according to Rav Nassan, who says it's Tashlum Rishon, you'd be Chayev. So perhaps that's in the Kudin in Yerushalmi, if there's Kedusha, according to Rebbe, perhaps it's a Regel B'fnei Atzmo, so then it shouldn't make a difference. If it's Pesach Sheni Yechayev, and you didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, so then maybe you should. But regarding Rav Nassan Shita, whether it's Tashlum Rishon, you can make that distinction, like the Netziv wrote the third Shita. You make the difference between a katan and a gear. So either way, that's the Minchas Chinuch Yerushalmi. However, the Minchas Chinuch writes in another place, it should be simple. The answer is no. That if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, Ben Pesach Rishon, Ben Pesach Sheni, it's a Mefurish Gemara that no, we do not bring a carbon on Pesach Sheni. Why? Because the Minchas Chinuch writes based on the Gemara in Pesachim, I think Daf Pei, and the Rambam in Hilchos, I think Karban Pesach, Perek Zayin writes it, that Pesach Sheni is not a calendaric day. It's not a day on the calendar, Yudalit Iyar. I mean, it falls out on Yudalit Iyar, but it's not. Because what does the Gemara say? The only time Yechayev The only time Klal Yisrael is chayiv in Pesach Sheni is if the only time you have a concept of Pesach Sheni is if Rov Klal Yisrael, when is Pesach Sheni? 30 days after the majority of the Jewish people brought the Karban Pesach B'Tahara. If the majority of the Jewish people brought the Karban Pesach Rishon B'Tahara, then you have a concept of Pesach Sheni. If only me had brought them B'Tahara, if a minority brought them B'Tahara, or Rov brought them B'Tumah, there is no Pesach Sheni. So there's nothing to do with it. The Minchas Nesos are going to everybody, whether it's Rebbe, Rav Nassan. Since Klal Yisrael did not bring Pesach Rishon, so there is no concept of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni doesn't exist B'Zman Hazeh. And hence, that's the Minhag Ashkenaz, that there is no Pesach Sheni today. And therefore, of course, you say, Tachanan, I, what is this far? And all the hell, maybe it's a Zecher. That was the Zecher, that when the Beis HaMikdash was up, and Rov Klal Yisrael bought the Karban Pesach Rishon B'Tahara, so 30 days later would have been Pesach Sheni, so as a Zecher to the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't say Tachanan.